Marty, some of the players yesterday said it was your idea for the unity and to come together, ask the fans to kind of join in. What led to that idea and how did that become?
It was a group decision. Like, guys want to know what we could do to be together so that guys aren't sitting alone and have to feel like they're not part of this, that everything is going on. So, because it affects us all. There's no longer a bubble where you don't feel like you're part of the real world. Everyone's a part of this. It affects all of us. Not some more than others. It affects everybody. Like, everybody's being affected by what's going on. So for me, it's just, you know, got a lot of smart guys on his team that's capable of saying different things. So this is what the conclusion was as a group.
Did you author the statement or have some collaboration?
I do what I can.
Marty, do you get a sense for what the public reaction has been to it since the statement came out last night?
It really doesn't matter because, I mean, it comes to being unified within. If we could show the form of unification, like we said, like, this is one of the most diverse workplaces in the world. Like, we got guys from all different types of work, all different types of background. If we could come together, be unified for one common goal, which in this, you know, in this metaphor, that common goal is a Super Bowl or winning games in life. The Super Bowls in life is one where it's like where everyone could live in harmony, peace, and that could be everything could be unified and things like that. So we show, like, we're a walking testimony that it can be done, that you can work with people who aren't like you from different backgrounds and reach a common goal if everybody wants the same thing.
Marty, you've kind of done your own thing and that two guys joined you last week. So what is involved in this step for you to join in with everybody else or so that you guys present a unified front? A difficult thing for you to do because you kind of had been doing your own thing?
At the end of the day, my whole goal by what I'm doing is to unify people. And if I could start small with unifying my team to understand where I'm coming from and where I'm going about, then that's a start. So to be unified with the men that I work with and go to battle with every single week, that means, like, I'm making progress. Because at first, a lot of guys may not have understood. But now they're like, hey, Marty, what do you think? Or why is this happening? Or can you explain more to us? They're like, oh, okay, that's what it's about. This is not what it's about. You know, because a lot of times the rhetoric got changed where it felt like guys were not honoring the flag. That's never what the rhetoric was. It was never about that. So when you really get to sit down and guys get to talk and have conversations and talk about the world and things that are going on, then they're able to understand, like, all right, that's something, you know, we could get behind. We believe in equality. We believe in tolerance. We believe in justice for those that have been oppressed, those things. So, like, that's something that everyone wants the same thing of, no matter where you're from, what you look like. The ultimate goal is to be able to live in the world not being judged for who you are or how you look.
Marty, you said that you made your decisions on how to protest in the moment. Is that something you think about in advance? You sat your first time on Sunday. What was it in that moment that led you to do that? Why did you want to protest in that way?
I mean, sometimes it's just, I don't know. That's just what it was that day. I had to revisit that moment. I haven't really done that since. I did after the game, but I haven't really revisited that moment again. It's been on to the next thing. It's been a short week, so I haven't had a lot of time to reflect on that. We had a lot going on this week and things like that. So that week, I just felt like sitting was what I wanted to do.
Martellus, why do you think some fans have a hard time separating the message you're trying to send from what they view as disrespecting veterans?
I mean, if you look at the message, no one's ever said anything negative about veterans or the military or anything like that. That's never been what's said. That's been, I think people are trying to avoid the conversation by changing the conversation. So I think that it's harder for people to join in that conversation. So they like to start a conversation about something else where they feel like they're more comfortable talking about this. This is something they could understand. But this other conversation is way more uncomfortable to talk about. So I think that people are just uncomfortable talking about this conversation. This is not a conversation people want to have. People don't want to talk about racism. People don't want to talk about oppression. They want to be oblivious with it, so they don't want to deal with it. And then when it comes into sports, people want to be that even more distracted from what's really going on in the world. So it's like, what, this is a conversation you can't avoid. They've been avoiding for so long, but now there's nowhere that you could go to avoid. The one thing that you felt like you could avoid it with was sports. Now you still have got to have this conversation. So one way or another, you're going to talk about it.
This is about unity, not just among the team now, it's among the fans too. That's something you guys have asked. Is there a way to get those type of people to come around? Is it just more of the same? How do you try to continue to reach those who do pull back from what you guys are trying to do?
I mean, mean, you can't force it. Like, I think it's a, if they want to talk about it, they want to join in and be part of unity, or you want to be on the other side. Like, this is a point where, okay, you're saying, like, this is disrespectful, this is that. This is your chance to join in and say that, you know, we are about unity. I feel like our message was clear and direct what this is about. There was no gray area, straight to the point. Very well penned, if I do say so myself. And I thought it was pretty direct.